This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. We're continuing in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. We're learning the Psicha, Lavin Yadalid Tesvav. If you shamed someone, you disparaged someone with similar types of things that we mentioned in the previous sif, namely, you disgraced him with his ma'as of harishonim, or some kind of pegam mishpacha, or miyud chachmasai in Torah, or in his malacha, but you disparaged him so severely in his befanav uvifnei acherim, in his presence and in the presence of others, ad shenishtana panav ayideza, his face turned white, his face turned colors. Oyver gam kein alav, you're also over on the lav de loisisa alav chet, loisisna sachicha bilvavecha, for loisisa alav chet. What does the loisisa alav chet mean? Shez hira atar bazed atar warns us shalei levayish es chaver Yisrael, not to embarrass your friend who's a Jew, afilu b'makim hatoychacha, even where you have to rebuke him, ubeinu lebein atzma, even between you and him. Tahainu shloi ledaber itoi kashois ad sheyachli menu. That is, do not speak to him harshly that you shame him. Kavachomer shloi b'makim hatoychacha. Well, the more so if you're not rebuking him, uvifnei achirim, and if other people are there. So even if you would have just shamed the guy between you and him, that would be the lav leisisa alav chet. But now you shame him and someone else is there. The fact that someone else is there, it is considered lashon hara. The chozeh shaloi barabim. This is all if it's not publicly. Avalim hilben as panu barabim. If you shame his face publicly, kvar krasuhu razar me'olam haba. Our sages have cut the person off from the world to come. V'amru hamalbin as pnei chaveroi barabim. One who shames his friend publicly, ein loy chelek loylam haba, does not have a share in the world to come. What are the conditions of this lav? Lashon hara, rechilos, emes, sheker. But it's only the mesaper, not the mekabel. It's only in his presence, not in his presence. There's a lengthy footnote here. Let's go. Aveda, the Eitzel Hochei Racha Matzim Oid Lav Zeh, by people who are peddlers of Lashon Hara, this lav is very common. Al Yidei Mashakarim B'Lashon Ashkenaz Ois Firin. This phenomenon is called Ois Firin. V'Azrul Chazeh B'Lashon HaKodesh K'dei Lei D'Kam Lav M'Dai Reis Abana Yidei Mida Gerua Hazo. I'll explain it to you in Lashon Kodesh so you could realize how many Lav M'Dai Reis are incorporating this terrible midah. V'ukishi yisapra loy Ruvain l'shimayin. Ruvain says to Shimon, you know, Shimon, Levi dibar lech lefanei kach v'kach. Levi told this and this to me about you. V'tekev oivar Ruvain b'zal avd loy sech rocha ba'amecha. Immediately, Ruvain's oivar loy sech rocha ba'amecha, shar lavin ma'asin v'chanal, and all the other lavin and asin that we mentioned. V'shimon ma'amin l'dvar, Shimon believes it, v'oivar al avd loy sisa shem ha'shav. Shimon's oivar, don't bear a false report, shar lavin ma'asin v'chanal. Now, Levi is fuming. I'm sorry, now Shimon is fuming at Levi. Now, when Shimon meets Levi, after Shimon has heard from Reuven all the terrible things Levi said about him, Shimon lashes out at Levi. He starts shaming him and embarrassing him. Because Shimon violated believing Lashon Hara, and he suspects that Levi spoke Lashon Hara about him, is he allowed to shame him? Levi is standing there bewildered. I know what you're talking about. I never said this about you. Why are you shaming me? Until Shimon in his anger says, what do you mean, why am I shaming you? Why do you say this and this about me before Reuven? Shimon says to Levi, why do you tell Reuven this and this bad information about me? What, do you think I'm a fool? You don't think I would know? V'aloi Reuven siperli, Reuven told me, ah! So now Shimon spoke rechilos on Reuven. Vahu gamkin alav dois seilech Rachel. Now Shimon's over on Rachilas. First Reuven was over, now Shimon's over. Vegoimer, kamayshim afaris b'chala poiskim d'kai al emes. All the poiskim say Rachilas is even if it's true. Vahu metarit says devar of loimar. And Levi answers, defends himself. He's saying, I don't know what you're talking about. Ki sheker anabi Reuven lefanecha. What Reuven told you is false. I never said that about you. V'chinam cherftani, you're shaming me for naught. V'achar kach kishapagia Shimon b'Reuven. Now it's not finished. Then Shimon meets Reuven again. And what happens? Hayetzer mesisa ligmar oido inyan. The Yetzer stirs him on to keep it going, to finish up ho'inyan harahana. B'chitoiv. That's sort of a nice, sarcastic way of saying the Yetzirah persuades him to finish this off in a terrible way. Va'omer lo, mipnei shakru nuscha, because of your lie, hisisani levlayas Levi chinam, you seduced me to swallow up Levi for nothing. You lied to me that Levi said this and this about me. He never said it. Va'lo yu omer lo yizvar me'olam. He said lahadam. He said he never did it. Va'avera goyrer sa'od avera. And one sin brings to the next. Va'omer lo Reuven l'Shimon. Reuven says to Shimon, hey, you don't think Levi said this about you? Let's go to Levi and I'm gonna say in his presence, did you not say this about him? Va'omer lo Reuven l'Shimon, lechi mi b'tira, you'll see shani omer yal adram v'na mamash, I'm gonna say these things in his presence, mamish. U'mestama habal etamei poischen lo. And in all probability, since they're coming to contaminate themselves, they will have siyata d'shmaya, and they will bump into Levi. V'hoylechimai, they'll go together with pagea b'Levi. V'omer lo Shimon l'Reuven. Shimon says to Reuven, emer b'fanav. Reuven, say in his presence that Levi said this and this about me. Umal b'shatzma midas ha'azas lemar. And now Reuven cloaks himself in the cloak of audacity, and he's to say, Ata dibarta olav lefanai kach v'kach. You, Levi, said this and this about Shimon before me. V'u over oida pam alav do yisech racha. Now he's over again on Rechilas, v'chanal, like we mentioned, afal emes. And now what's Levi going to do? Like the Gemara says in Brachos, achai cannot be makhesh achai. So Levi's face turns white. V'tekef mislabe in pnei Levi. V'oiver Reuven gamken alav d'loisisa alav chet v'chanal. Now Reuven is over shaming someone till his face turns colors. V'Levi meishiv. Levi says, look, yeah, I said it, but what I meant was when I said that you're not smart, I meant compared to Albert Einstein, you're not as smart as Albert Einstein, but you're smarter than most people. That's what I meant. When I said you're a cheapskate, I meant compared to, you know, the miser, you're a cheapskate, but really, compared to most people, you're very generous. That's what I meant. The Levi Meshiv Emes, Dibarti, Avaloi, Ba'oifen Zeh, Uvenigen Zeh, Marti, Ki Adua, like it's known, Ki Kama Dvar Mishtan, Metnu Achas, many things changed with one little, you know, inflection. V'Shimon Meshiv, Shimon says, nice try, now you could deny it a million times, you know, we caught you. Now, even if you deny this 1,000 times, I won't believe you. After we said it in front of you, and now he's over again on shaming Levi. Like I'll explain later. So Shimon is over again. Shimon's over on the lav of believing a false report, because min ha-Torah, you cannot believe the information in any situation, even if the guy was confronted and the guy admitted. Let's say like this. Reuven tells Shimon what Levi said about him. Shimon can't believe it. Even if Reuven confronts Levi and he says in Shimon's presence, come on, we know you said this and this, and Levi admits, Shimon still cannot believe Levi said it about him. You cannot believe Lashon Hara. You cannot believe Rechilus, even if the guy who said it about you admits that he said it about you. Now, you could suspect that he said it about you, but you can't believe it even if he admits. You think just because this wicked guy Reuven cloaked himself with audacity and he said in Shimon and Levi's presence that, come on, Levi, we all know you said this about Shimon, now you think you're allowed to believe it? Again, the reason not to believe it is it's Levi doesn't really admit he did it. He says, I said it, but not in this fashion. What would be if he really admitted? I'm not sure. I don't know if that's called an admission. Maybe the reason he's doing it is because he's shamed because Reuven put him on the spot. But maybe that's not really an admission. You know, it has to be a Hoidas Baal Din where you come in on your own. If there's a Toiveya, I don't know if that's called. Anyway, Hin Charoya, behold, you see, Shekame Alavin Anal Bo Mitzad Ahavas Hamida Granal. Look how many Lavin come from love for this despicable Mida. Shilu Haya Reuven Zeholich Badach Hashem Yisbarach. If Reuven was a Ben Taira, then it's true he already spoke Rechilus on Levi. But when Shimon said, come on, Levi didn't really say this about me, Reuven should have cut his losses and remained silent and accepted the suspicion of Shimon. In other words, when Shimon went to Levi and Levi denied ever saying such a thing, then when he went back to Reuven, Reuven should have said, look, he denies it, I'm done with this, finished, I'm not commenting anymore about this. Not to go with Shimon to Levi and compound one sin upon another. Hashem yishmerenu mimida grazois. The Almighty should save us from this terrible mida. That's lav yodaled loy sisa alav chet. Tes vav v'im hu yasay moy amana. If the person who one is speaking about is an orphan or a widow, afilu him ashirim, even if they're wealthy, v'sipar gnusam b'fneim, and you spoke about their disparagement in their presence, so now you're hurting an orphan or a widow, over oid alav acher, you're over another lav, v'hu kal almana v'yasayim lo sa'anun, any widow or orphan you should not afflict. Shazira atar b'zeh, the Torah warns us shaloi lehaknitan, not to aggravate them, oy lahachiv libam, or cause pain to their heart, b'shum min sar, in any form of distress. V'anshay mefayrash b'Torah, the punishment is explicit in the Torah. V'chara api, my anger will flare. V'haragti escham, and I will kill them. Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim implies that the lav of Kol Almana V'yasayim Lo Sa'anun is just an allegory, but it applies to any downtrodden person. If you afflict them, then you'd be over the lav of Kol Almana V'yasayim Lo Sa'anun. You're over in the first four scenarios, namely, whether it's Lashon Hara about them, Rechilus about them, provided it's in their presence, and only the Mesaper. The Shoimea maybe is not over this lav, but will definitely be punished for causing tsar to an almana or a yasaim, but they won't get this lav of kol almana of yasaim loisa anun. It's only the one who actively spoke. But if somebody is sensitive to the needs of the almana of yasaim, then Mida Taiva Meruba, you could imagine the great reward that's 500 times greater of that Hashem will give a person Chaye Nitzchi, eternal life. And if for insulting someone, causing someone embarrassment publicly, one jeopardizes their share in the world to come, imagine if somebody brings somebody Chizuk publicly, imagine how much the reward is. Mida Taiva Meruba. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, have a great day. Bracha Vatzlacha. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.